The Canterville Ghost, based on a short story by Oscar Wilde. Scene 1. The Agreement.
Before you sign, Mr. Otis, I feel bound to tell you that we have never cared to live in Canterville Chase ourselves. My grand-aunt, the Dowager Duchess of Bolton, was frightened into a fit from which she never really recovered, by two skeleton hands being placed on her shoulders as she was dressing for dinner. Mr. Otis, a ghost resides in that house that has been seen by several living members of my family, as well as by the rector of the parish, the Reverend Augustus Dampier. The Reverend has kindly accompanied me here to act as a legal witness.
I tell you, it's the most fearful sight, Mr. Otis. The very devil himself blew out my candle as I was coming down from the library and whispered such foul things in my ear, things which, as a good Christian, I cannot permit myself to repeat.
You see, Mr. Otis, after the unfortunate accident to the Duchess, none of our younger servants would stay with us, and Lady Canterville often got very little sleep at night due to the mysterious noises that came from the corridor and the library.
In my days at Cambridge, there were rumours a phantasm could be seen wandering the quad at night, but never, until Canterville Chase, had I seen such a thing. My lord, I will take the furniture and the ghost and anything else that comes with the property. I am from a modern country, where we have everything that money can buy, and I reckon that if there was such a thing as a ghost in Europe, we'd have it back at home in a very short time in one of our public museums, or on the road as a show.
I've no doubt one of your countrymen would try, Mr. Otis, but this ghost has been well known for 3 centuries, since 1584, in fact, and its appearance is always followed with the death of a member of our family.
The same could often be said of the family doctor, Lord Canterville. But there is no such thing, sir, as a ghost, and I guess the laws of nature are not going to be suspended for the British aristocracy.
Well, if you've no objection to cohabiting with a prior occupant, Mr. Otis, I suppose all that remains is for you to sign. Only you must remember, I warned you.
Last call for Reading by Ascot. All aboard, please. All aboard.
Quickly, Virginia. Hurry up or we'll miss the train. Coming, Mother. Hiram, darling, could you possibly help me with these?
Certainly, my love. Washington? Washington?
Yes, Father.
Do you still have that newspaper I gave you?
Here it is.
Oh, no. We're going to miss our train. This is our carriage.
Quickly now. Everyone jump on.
Oh, my. The twins. Has anyone seen the twins?
They were right behind me.
Did you see them get on the train?
They must have boarded with us.
Knowing those two, they're probably up to no good.
Be a dear and go find them, would you? Yes, Mother. Washington, go help your sister.
But...
You heard your mother.
Stars, stripes!
Stars, stripes, get here at once.
Let them play, dear. They can't go far.
Ascot, next station. Next station, Ascot.